You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're having a good day. Hoping you're having a good week. And I sincerely appreciate you joining me today, and I hope that this will be encouraging to you. And it's a big reminder about thanks, about gratitude. And this is not just a Thanksgiving is just a holiday once a year. It's really part and parcel of a healthy Christian life. And we'll talk about that as we go along here. I call it the secret sauce. But let me talk to you a little bit today about this lifestyle of giving thanks. In Psalm 92, verse 1, it says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High." Then Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for or because he is good, for his mercy endures forever." That's the first thing they list there. That's a good reason to give thanks. Give thanks, question, give thanks when you feel good? Well, yes, of course. Give thanks when it's all good? Yes, of course. But you know what? You don't always feel good, and it's not always all good. So that's why we're told to give thanks because he is good, because guess what? He's always good. You feel good sometimes. It's all good sometimes. He is good all the time, and we're commanded to give thanks all the time. And it's not just that he is good, but it's because he extends his goodness to us. He is good to us. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is his loving kindness and his steadfast love. Psalm 107, verse 8 says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." So it's not just that God is good, but he extends that goodness to us. That Old Testament Hebrew word, one of them, for give thanks, and in the verses I read to you just now, is a Hebrew word, yada. It's found 100 times in the Old Testament. It's found 66 times in the Psalms. And it means to profess, to confess, to give thanks. So it's verbal, but it's also to show, to point out, to shoot out the hands extended. So it's physical. And we often do this at prayer time in our services at Meadowbrook Church, where I'll say, come on, let's yada, praise, give thanks to the Lord. And it actually, it can be verbal, but there's a way that you can give thanks. It's almost like a salute to the Lord, where you shoot out your hands extended. You lift your hands, arms up and out, and it's a signal to God, thank you, I'm giving you thanks. And it's pretty powerful when your heart's connected to it. So giving thanks can be verbal. It can be physical like that, but it has to not just be a physical move. It has to be connected to your heart. And then one big reason that we lift our hands, and you should lift your hands like that to praise and thank God, is thanks started with a realization. So giving thanks to the Lord is verbal and it's physical, heartfelt, but it all started with an awareness, a realization. So it's actually mental as well. So in every way, you know, be moved in from the deepest part of you and from your brain, your hands, your mouth, your heart. Make sure that you're giving thanks to the Lord. And giving thanks because he is good, and giving thanks because he is good to you, but also giving thanks because it is good for you. The Bible actually commands us to praise and give thanks to the Lord. And it's a command, not because God is insecure or narcissistic. You know, it's like, come on, praise me, thank me. No, he's not insecure. He's not self-stuck. But it's because he knows that giving praise and thanks benefits you. Listen to this. Anything the Bible tells you to do is good for you because it gives life. And anything the Bible tells you to not do is bad for you because it takes away life. So if God tells you to give thanks to him and to praise him, that's good for you. So hear it again. Anything the Bible tells you to do is good for you. It gives you life. Anything the Bible tells you to not do is bad for you. It takes away life. So this command to give thanks and praise the Lord, it's good for you. It's good for you. That's why he's telling you to do it. Here's some research. This is recent research about consistent gratitude to God and people. Here's the results. When you are consistent in your gratitude to God and to people, you will have better sleep. Man, just for that one. You'll have better health, less anxiety. You're more easily satisfied, more optimistic, more efficient in your efforts. You're going to have a greater sense of well-being. You'll be more helpful to others. You'll have a kinder disposition, improved mood, increased energy, and your brain works better. Plus, when you're consistent in your gratitude to God and people, it helps calm the deep limbic areas and other judgment centers in your brain that regulate emotions and behavior, memory, thoughts, and motivations. Oh my goodness. We are commanded by God to give thanks because it's good for us. And here, current research totally supports that. This is so good for us. I mean, just better sleep and increased energy and improved mood. How do we get that? By being grateful. Start out being grateful to God and then just make it your pattern, your habit to be grateful to the people around you. Listen, gratitude is the secret sauce. It's the secret sauce of the happy, healthy Christian life. Make sure you're expressing gratitude. Now, I realize life presents many, many challenges. And, you know, maybe you've got some now. And I'm just thinking back, you know, over the last year and ongoing, you know, storms, terrorism, shootings, political issues, the economy, wars, accidents, sickness, diagnosis, deaths, family problems, pressure, pace. You know, there's so many problems, what are called micro, which are, you know, personal, and then macro, which is like general, it's like for the whole world. But get this, studies show that 40% of your worries never happen. 30% of your worries concern the past. And worry cannot change the past, and worry cannot control the future. All worry can do is mess up today. 70% of your worries are worthless. 12% are needless, are spent on needless health concerns. It's like the hypochondriac had written on his tombstone. I told you I was sick. 10% of your worries are insignificant and petty. Only about 8% of our worries and concerns are legitimate, actual concerns. So life is two things. Hear this. Life is two things. Life is what you can control and what you cannot control. So what you can control, then go do what you need to do. And what you cannot control, trust God. I'll say it again. What you can control, do what you need to do. And what you cannot control, trust God. In one of my morning devotionals, Jesus Always by Sarah Young. This was in one of these recently. This is as if Jesus is speaking to you. He says, tell me your troubles seek my guidance, and change the subject. I love that. Tell me your troubles. Seek my guidance. Change the subject. My goodness, that's incredible. So we must become skilled at sorting. You know, just like, you know, we just had Easter and you sort the Easter eggs. You know, when you buy them, they're sorted by color and size. The mail gets sorted, junk bills and bills and correspondence, and then laundry gets sorted. You got your darks, your lights, your colors, your fabrics. And sorting is choosing what you're going to spend your focus and your energy and your words on. So we've got to be careful. Caution to us. We naturally gravitate toward the negative, toward the wrong, toward the bad. And that makes us become negative. And then we end up with a negativity bias that distorts virtually everything. And then we barely notice the good. And our gratitude levels are low. And that's why you're stressed and not sleeping good and worried and all of those things. Henry Beecher said, "The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will fill every hour, will find in every hour, excuse me, the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessing. You are way more blessed than you are bothered. Cares, worries, blocks your thanks, but thanks lifts and carries away your cares. Active gratitude lifts us up. Complaining presses you down and holds you back. Comparing brings discontent. Ignoring blessings and the good is careless and it's rude. So everybody, listen to me, give thanks." Psalm 42:3 says, "My enemies continually taunt me, saying, 'Where is this God of yours?'" We go through all kinds of things and times, and we may ask this, and maybe people around us, "Well, where is God? You're going through so much." But maybe sometimes we ourselves might, you know, wonder. And the enemy of your soul certainly wants you to wonder, where is God? But when you stop, hear me on this, when you stop to be grateful and to sort through, you soon will be able to say, "There is God, and here is God, and God is with me." And that gratitude, that giving of thanks, keeps you aware of God's good, active presence and goodness in your life. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. And just know this, that God is good all over the place. And it is so good for you to consistently give gratitude to God and to people. Gratitude is indeed the secret sauce of the happy, healthy Christian life. Give thanks. Be a grateful person. You're going to be so much better for it. It's going to feel way better too. Well, thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. Consider this, and there were some great quotes that I read to you during this. You may want to go back and check those out and hear about that research again. Good stuff. Well, go give thanks. Be a grateful person. It's going to be a much, much better day because of it, no matter what else is going on, because remember, you're way more blessed than you are bothered. Thank you again for joining me for Inside Out. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.